So Donald Trump marched himself into a courtroom in Manhattan on Monday to face, for the first time ever, a criminal trial. But before he even made it into the courtroom this past weekend, Donald Trump decided to just go all out and violate very clearly the gag order placed against him. In fact, he didn't just violate the recently expanded gag order. Oh, no. He violated the original gag order that said explicitly, you cannot attack any of the witnesses in this case. I mean, that's, by the way, not just part of a gag order. That's standard procedure for literally any trial. You cannot publicly attack any witnesses because then you could very easily be hit with witness intimidation or witness tampering charges. Nevertheless, on Sunday, the day before his trial began, Donald Trump got on Truth Social and posted this. Has Mark Pomerantz been prosecuted for his terrible acts in and out of the DA's office? Has disgraced attorney and felon Michael Cohen been prosecuted for lying? I mean, technically, kind of, yeah. So those two men, Mark Pomerantz, who of course used to work at the DA's office, he famously publicly resigned in 2022 due to the fact that Alvin Bragg came in and basically killed their even better case against Donald Trump for falsifying business documents, basically along the same lines as the fraud trial, but they were going to hit him on state charges there as well. Criminal charges, not the civil charges like the fraud trial. Alvin Bragg came in, killed all that, and decided for some reason to just focus on the hush money when obviously you definitely could have popped him on the fraud. Nevertheless, Pomerantz resigned. He wrote a book, none of which was illegal. I don't know what Trump is talking about when he says his conduct in and out of the DA's office. He never did anything illegal. So that makes no sense other than, of course, to try to smear the witness that is going to be testifying against him in this trial. Michael Cohen famously did his time on behalf of Donald Trump for, among other things, the very same thing that Donald Trump is currently facing a criminal trial for. Michael Cohen served his time. Michael Cohen, I believe, has firmly learned his lesson, and he will be testifying against Donald Trump. In fact, he's a key witness against Donald Trump. So Trump trying to smear Michael Cohen, saying, why hasn't he been prosecuted for lying, is once again an attempt to not only smear the witness, but to taint a potential jury pool. Because remember, this happened before jury selection began on Monday. This is a clear violation of the gag order. Five times now, at least five times, Donald Trump has very clearly, knowingly, openly violated this gag order, and nothing's happened to him. Nothing. I mean, what is the point of even having the gag orders in place at this point? If you're not going to enforce them, then they shouldn't exist. Let the guy do whatever the hell he wants to do, because that's what he's already doing. Unless you're going to come at him later on and say, okay, you know what? I gave you a couple weeks here. I'm going to go ahead and hit you with all of these contempt charges and you're going to spend the weekend in jail. Judge Juan Merchan could do that, but why wait? If he's doing it now, do it now. You have the legal authority to do it. That's what your gag order is in place for. But if you're not going to enforce it, if you're not going to hold him accountable, if you're not going to stop him from intimidating the witnesses, then you may as well go ahead and lift the gag order, because apparently nothing matters. Donald Trump held a rally in Pennsylvania this past weekend where he admitted to the crowd openly that he does not like when people tell him the truth. Now, those were not the words that he used, to be fair, but he did admit that it bothers him when people tell him a very basic fact, and that fact is, you're not popular. Sorry, Donald, but that is what the polls show us. That is what the popular vote results show us from 2016 and 2020. You're not popular. But Trump admitted how much it bothers him. Here is what he said in Pennsylvania this past Saturday. You know what bothers me, though? This bothers me. I'm always watching. Joe Biden and Donald Trump are the two candidates. They are both unpopular people. I'm not unpopular, you know? He's unpopular, but I'm not unpopular. With 95% of the Republican Party and a lot of Democrats are going to vote for us because they don't want to have open borders and drugs for everybody. They don't want to have it. We already don't have that. So, you know, there's that. But I don't like when people say I'm not popular. He's not popular. I'm popular. Oh, what are you, in high school? Grow the F up, dude. Start acting like the 77-year-old senior citizen that you are. Stop worrying about being popular. I mean, I feel like I'm having to talk to my children, but dude, it doesn't matter if you're popular, right? Just go about, do your best, and that's all you can do. Here's the thing, though. As I said, telling Trump he is unpopular is telling him the truth. But he doesn't want to hear the truth. He wants to live in his little alternative reality bubble where the truth can't penetrate it. The truth can't pop that bubble. But outside of that bubble, dude, you're unpopular. And to be fair, so is President Biden, right? Let's not sugarcoat that. He's not doing super great. I mean, he is in the head-to-head matchup polling these days. But in terms of approval rating, both Trump and Biden have an unfavorable view or an unfavorable view held by most voters. They're both sitting at 55% view them unfavorably. So they're still tied there too. Most voters look at these two men and they're like, I don't like either of them. Okay. I just don't. And you can't be mad about that if you're Trump. You can't be mad about that if you're a Biden supporter, because it is the truth. Now, with the Biden thing, it is one thing to be like, I don't understand it. Okay. I accept that it is reality, but I'm not quite sure why he's so unpopular, but it is what it is. And here's the thing, Trump, if you want to be popular, when you are in a position of power, which you are with the Republican Party, do things people want. I mean, it genuinely is that simple. When you have the ability to help people, when you have the means to make their lives better, do it. And they will like you. Nobody's going to dislike the guy that got them a raise. Nobody's going to dislike the guy that took away their troubles. Okay? That's what that is. You were in office for 4 years and you could have helped millions of people. You chose not to do it. And then you had the pandemic. Oh boy, your time to be a leader, to actually show leadership and be popular. And you failed miserably. Hundreds of thousands of people died on your watch because you told them, don't do this, don't worry about that. Let's open things up. Churches will be full by Easter, you told us in 2020. And people believed it. And a lot of those people are dead. So I'm willing to bet their family members, a lot of them, probably not all of them, are out there blaming you for that. So yeah, you're going to be unpopular. So don't sit there and whine about it. Don't pretend that it's not happening. If you're mad that you're not popular, Donald, next time you're in a position to help people, I suggest you actually try to do it. Trump media stock hit a new low this past Friday, dropping below $30 per share before finally closing out at about $31 per share. Obviously, no movement over the weekend because that's not how it works. But Monday, in pre-trading moves, okay, before the stock market even opened on Monday, Trump media went out there and said, hey, we want to create more shares of stock, millions more. And because of that, the stock price before the market opened dropped another 17%. So Truth Social, which is owned by Trump Media, it's their only property, so it's okay to use those interchangeably. It's just in a free fall. It's in a free fall that literally just gets worse by the day. It is the funniest thing I have ever seen, and I'm loving every second of it. But you know who's not loving every second of it, folks? According to reports out on Monday, all of those poor, silly, naive Trump supporters who bought his stock and are now panicking and a little bit confused as to why they're losing all of their money. And I'm sorry. I don't have sympathy for these people. I genuinely cannot feel sorry for them because we sat here and warned everybody. I think pretty much everybody else on the left did as well. Financial advisors were warning people. Economists were warning people. This is a stock built out of straw, and the big bad wolf is coming any day now to blow it down. Now, the big bad wolf arrived a little sooner than we thought, but he huffed and he puffed, and Truth Social got blown away. Here's a couple quotes, and I have to read these because they're so hilarious, of Trump supporters now suddenly terrified and confused about why they're losing all their money. One of them said, who said they bought shares at $65 and that 71% of their portfolio was DJT stock, said on Wednesday that investing was a way of telling Trump, I believe in you and I stand with you through good times and bad. But a day later, the user added, quote, can't help but feel sad. Feel like I'm trying to catch a falling knife. Another one said, come on, DJT. Every time I buy more, the price drops more. Why are you buying more when you're just watching it go down, 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 down? Okay, like that's a you problem. And that is something for which, again, I got no sympathy for you at that point. If you were duped into buying this in the beginning, maybe I'll spare a little bit of sympathy for you. But if you bought in and you start losing tons of money and you're watching your account balance just go down, 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 and your response to that is, I'll just buy some more, then you're an idiot. Get out of the stock market right now because you're not smart enough to do it, okay? When it's tanking, stay away, especially if you already own stock and you've already lost a lot of money, right? You may as well put it in a bucket outside and light it on fire because that's essentially what you're doing. Washington Post added, quote, some users said they were, quote, baffled by the stock's ups and downs, and one asked for advice on how to tell her husband she didn't want to sell. One user posted a meme image saying, quote, if you're worried about your money, remember this, DJT stock is about free speech, and without free speech, money won't mean much. So they're not learning their lesson. They're going to keep doing it. I don't want to sell. This is about freedom of speech, damn it. No, it's not. It's about your personal finances, and Donald Trump is ruining them. Because he can't run a company to save his life, okay? That's what this is. I mean, he may be okay on the real estate thing, but you're not buying into real estate. You're buying into a company run by a guy who has no media experience, at least not running a media company, that's being run. His CEO, Devin Nunes, is a former member of Congress. He's not from the tech industry. What are you doing, folks? Whatever it is, keep it up. Lose your money, go to the poorhouse. Honest to God, I don't friggin' care anymore. At this point, if you're dumb enough to buy stock in Trump's idiotic company, then you deserve all the discomfort that comes along with it. With Donald Trump's criminal trial starting yesterday, I think it's important to point out the fact that Donald Trump is still laboring under the delusion that going through this trial is somehow going to help him in November. About a week and a half ago, Donald Trump came out and he said, you know, these trials are going to help me. They're going to make me more popular, right? You had last week, Eric Trump came out and boasted about the fact that every time my dad goes into the courtroom, he rakes in millions of dollars. And I think that's a bit of an exaggeration, but not to mention the fact, even if it were true, Eric, every time your dad walks into a courtroom and he, you know, makes millions of dollars that afternoon by sending out that fundraising email saying, they treated me harshly. Ooh, I'm so sad. Send me money. He's not using that money that he's getting to run campaign ads. He's not using it to pay for more rallies. He's using it to pay for being in court. So even if he is raising millions off of it, he's not using it to run for president. He's using it because he's in court and needs that money to pay his idiot lawyers. So none of it's working out for him. But Trump still maintains that this is somehow going to help him win in November. He even thinks that if he gets convicted, his poll numbers are going to go through the roof. And the reason that I'm talking about that is because obviously, literally every poll tells us that the opposite is true. If Trump gets convicted in this case, which is there's a very high probability that that happens, and if it's a felony charge, if it's not a charge that gets reduced to a misdemeanor, which could happen, so that's something to kind of keep an eye out for. But if it's a felony conviction, Biden wins the election. I mean, I've talked in detail about the, you know, minutiae of those polls. I've gone into every little detail and picked them apart and talked about those. So I don't need to do that again here. But basically, a conviction for Trump, all the swing states move in favor of Biden because enough voters say, I will not vote for Trump if he has a conviction. So it's over if he gets a conviction. November is hinging on what happens in this Manhattan hush money trial. But Trump, for some reason, either because he's trying to put on a brave face or because he genuinely doesn't understand, thinks this is going to help him. And what it will help him with, because I do think to a degree it's going to give him some benefit, what it's going to help him with is solidify his base. But they're already solidified. So you're just reinforcing the people that were already going to move heaven and earth to make sure they show up to vote for you in November. So technically, that's not even actually helping you. And what's more is that every time Donald Trump sends out a fundraising text message or email or bid on social media, which he has done dozens per day, he's doing it with the false narrative that all of these prosecutions, all the criminal charges are being directed by President Biden himself. I am a victim, he tells them. The system is coming after me because they want to come after you, but I'm the one standing in the way, right? So you're not going to win new voters with that talking point because once again, the polls have shown that a majority of people want to see the justice system in action. They do not believe that the cases should be dismissed. They believe the charges against you are serious, and they want these trials to take place before the election because their vote is going to hinge on what happens during these trials. If he gets acquitted, and I'll add this, if he gets acquitted, he'll win in November. That will sway people. It will make them actually think that these were rigged trials trying to take down Biden's political opponent. So that is something that those of us on the left, like, we got to worry about that to a degree. Because if he gets acquitted, he's going to be the president for the next 4 years and possibly longer, as we've talked about. So there is a danger with these trials. It's a small danger, but it's a danger nevertheless. But Trump's constant whining about it, his claiming that I'm the victim, poor pitiful me, oh, I'm so sad and sorry. He's not winning people with that. He thinks it's a winning message, but all it's doing is showing people that he is a very scared 77-year-old man whose life is crashing down around him through his own making. They don't have sympathy for that, and they damn sure don't want to vote for that in November. Listening to today's Fair and Balanced Daily. Stay up to date with all of our content by finding us on YouTube at youtube.com/fairandbalanced and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Fair and Balanced.